And maybe you're humming along too. Good morning and happy Aloha Friday. You're listening to The Conversation. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. People do understand what net neutrality is.
Well, apparently so. Yeah. Apparently so. Taking a look at how many comments, the overwhelming amount of comments that have come in, as even of last Wednesday when there was well over a million, we'll find out how many more have come in since then. That's the subject of our first conversation. And if anyone wondered if the American public really cared about net neutrality, maybe that question is now being put to rest by all those comments sent to the FCC about its proposed rule. One man who will not say he told you so, but who's very glad to see the response, is former FCC Commissioner Michael Copps. He's again been traveling across America, now back to Washington, D.C., where he joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
Doing pretty well, thanks. And apparently so is the response to the FCC's proposed rules. When we checked last time, it was about, 1,030,000, and that was a couple of days ago. Numbers haven't come out exactly today, but more of them have been coming in, I would imagine, especially since that line to the FCC was fixed, which was thwarting a lot of people's ability to give their comments.
Isn't it wonderful? I am so encouraged that even in this age when the special interests wield so much power and they have so much money to wield public opinion and are so used to getting their own way that the grassroots can speak up, and that's the movement I see taking shape right now. You know, it's going up like 100,000 a day all week, and as you mentioned, it went over a million yesterday. I don't know what it's at today, but it's really encouraging. But on the other hand, I don't want people to think that the battle's over and we can start declaring victory, because we've got a long way to go on this. There is no evidence that the commission has been moved one way or the other by these comments. I hope commissioners will look at them and take them to heart. But all the special interests, all that money, all that influence is being wielded on the other side, and we've got to use every day between now and such time as the commission votes to keep this grassroots input coming in.
People still have an opportunity today to be able to respond to the proposed rules, and then there's going to be the comments on the comment period, so it's far from over, as you make.
It's far from over. Some people had thought originally the FCC would maybe vote as early as September. I don't think they're going to really be voting probably until later in the year. Time is our friend on something like this. There's no question about that. So we need to take advantage of that. And every day we get 100,000 messages in every day. That'd be great. Just so people don't get the idea that that the battle's over, or just sending in your comments one time and then waiting until the commission votes. We need to be out talking about it, writing about it, marching about it, doing everything we can. It's really important stuff.
I mean, there are those who have come in with lots of comments and hand-deliver them to make the point. Others who have called in and left comments, not necessarily using, you know, email as a way of doing that. But the FCC says that it's going to read through all of those comments. Will they really?
Well, I hope so. I don't expect every commissioner is going to. I served there for 11 years, and you know, you don't get to read over a million comments. But people in the bureau are being keeping up with them. I think commissioners have a pretty good idea what those comments are saying. When we went through an exercise like this back in 2003, when then Chairman Michael Powell was trying to loosen the media ownership rules, which he was trying to let fewer of these big media companies own more and more stations. We had millions of people writing in to Congress and the FCC then, too, and it had an effect. It didn't stop the commission from approving the rules, but it encouraged Congress, it persuaded Congress to overturn those rules. So I think the commissioners will know. They'll see some of this input. They'll know that 90 or 95% or whatever it is on the right side of the question, or at least on the side of the question that I think is the right side.
Specifically, let's talk about that.
There's no question these comments do have an impact. Keep them coming.
Specifically, let's talk about the right side as you see it.
Well, the right side, as I see it, is aware of how important a role the Internet is playing in our economy and in our democracy, realizes that it is the central communications platform of the 21st century, and that it should not be allowed to have toll booths and have gatekeepers controlling where you go on the Internet, what content you can access, or letting industry's favorite friends buy faster lanes on that Internet, ending up with an Internet that serves the needs of the 1% and ignores the needs of the 99% is not something we can afford to do with this powerful platform. You know, the Internet is so dynamic, so full of potential, and to let it go down the road that radio and TV and cable went down, with consolidated companies, a few companies controlling it, would just be a tragic, I think, tragedy of historic proportions. So this is making sure that we don't have a cableized Internet. This is making sure that the consumer is in charge to the maximum extent possible of their Internet experiences day in and day out.
We talked about net neutrality years and years ago, and that sort of is what prompted the intro to this conversation. Do people really get it now? Well, clearly they do. What happened to make us so ripe for understanding net neutrality?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because I think a few years ago I referenced when we had this battle over the media ownership rules, and even though we kept some bad things from happening then, I think a lot of the folks who were, the Internet was just getting into high gear then, so it wasn't anything like it is now. And I think a lot of it's the users then thought, well, this Internet is, this broadband is so dynamic, it's not going to be subject to those same laws of economics and profit-seeking and market control and monopolization that that those earlier communication systems were, because the Internet is, as I said, so awesome and so dynamic. And I think now they've realized, seeing what's happening with all of these mergers, seeing what's happening with these attempts to gatekeep, folks are all beginning to realize, hey, wait a minute, this does concern me, it does concern here and now, and this is a piece of public policy that's hugely important to the future of our democracy. This isn't just about, you know, how we classify something, and you can get in the weeds and net neutrality so quickly. But I'm trying to just explain to people, this is about small d democracy. If we turn this Internet and this technology over to those who can decide what websites you can go to, or which websites are speeded up, or maybe they don't like some advocacy laws so they can block it, we have really, really put the brakes on our civic dialogue if we let that happen. And
we can't
afford it, not with the problems this country is facing right now.
Well, we're going to not have many months to find out how this begins to play out as people comment up until today, and then have the comment on the comment period that will run into September. And we'll talk to you as we move into the fall. Thanks so much for making
us. Well, that's wonderful, and thank you for covering this issue. And thanks to everybody out there who's taken part, participated, and keep it up.
And thanks very much for making us a priority in your schedule. We know you've been crisscrossing the country yet again. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Michael Copps is a former commissioner of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission. He's now a special advisor for Common Cause and the Media and Democracy Reform Initiative.